So, welcome again. The next speaker is Lennart Pöttering, known for SystemD, Pulse Audio, and other fundamental projects. And yeah, he will talk about his journey and learnings of using TPMs and how that is working with or for image-based Linux operating systems, measuring boots, and so on.
Hi. What he said. So I'm going to talk about image-based Linux and TPMs. We don't have much time. I think it's just 20 minutes, and it's a complex topic. I already know right now that I'm not going to be able to finish, but yeah, that's not too bad. I hope the slides should be online sooner or later. So if we don't finish, it's not too bad. So let's jump right in. What's an image-based Linux? I don't think I have to say too much about that because Luca already gave an introduction about this. But yeah, it's really about having a coarse file system images instead of fine-grained images. Many benefits, not going to go into detail. Here we'll focus simply on the relevance for building trusted systems. These images we now call DDIs. Luca had that on the slides as well, which is like discoverable disk image. It just means that there's a GPT partition table which describes what's on it and usually has variety and things like that. The other thing in the title of my talk was a TPM. Yeah, I hope some of you have a rough idea what a TPM is. It's a security chip. Traditionally, it's a discrete one, but nowadays it can also be in firmware or even in software. It's a cryptographic coprocessor in a way, and that usually people then think, oh, it must be something fast, but it's usually not. It's actually terribly slow, usually. But it's not what it's supposed to be. It's standardized, widely available, all your laptops in particular, like the business laptops usually have it as a discrete chip, the cheaper ones nowadays have it in firmware. It's pretty universal. Conceptually similar to smart cards and FIDO keys, right? Like it's a storage for